Hey, you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Will Smith, your host. We here at Savor like to talk about food. I like to keep things local. Today is no different. I'm very happy to have my guest today is Adam Holte of Rogue Produce. Adam, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
So I was looking a little bit into your bio, and you come from a family of agricultural people.
Somewhat, yes. My father was born in a town in Iowa called Oshin, Iowa, like 800 people. And his dad was a doctor, but his uncles and other family members were farmers. His father was paid a lot of the times with chicken or corn or whatever.
I love
with
that.
The patients. But yeah, there was a family farm, and like a lot of other family farms, that went out of business eventually, right. I think back in the 80s
or the 90s. Yeah, they were in that first wave probably. Mm-hmm. If you have not been on the Rogue Produce website, it's pretty fantastic. I think it's a really cool idea.
Thank you.
It is the Rogue Valley's only online farmers market where you can order most of the things that you would, you know, at the market itself. But if you're a busy person, you can't get to the market. I love the Ashland market, and I'm always working on that day, so mm-hmm. I don't often get to go there. What got you interested in the whole food thing?
We started composting, first of all. So we do a food scrap pickup service.
Yep.
And I was dropping off the food scraps at Eagle Mill Farm in Ashland. A gentleman named Jonathan Ash was managing it back then. He was also a chef, still is. And he was also a grower. So he was constantly in our conversations talking about how farmers didn't have enough markets to move their produce. And then he really suggested the whole idea. I figured we would do it collaboratively because I didn't have any experience with it. But he suggested I do a mini CSA, a community supported agriculture system,
right.
where, you know, we don't bombard people with a lot of produce they're right. not familiar with, but just do a simple $25 bag and then incorporate the online feature of it. So you order it online and then, or at that time it was just sign up for it online. And then we would do a home delivery once a week.
Yeah, that I think is the knowing my friends who have kids, and there's just not enough hours in the day to try to get things done. And you deal with all local people.
Yeah, a huge percentage of our stuff is local.
Yeah.
We also source through an organic distributor in Eugene called Organically Grown Company.
Okay.
So in order for people to be able to shop on our site and get everything that they need, we wanted to have things like citrus and avocados and some dairy things that we can't get locally. And in order to do that, we needed to go outside of the area. And especially because the season here isn't year-round.
Sure.
It's not even two-thirds of the year.
Right.
Tomatoes come and go in a month and a half, pretty
right.
much. But all of the items such as like breads, meats, cheese, sauerkrauts, jams, pickles, all of that is 100% local.
Yeah,
and then the veggies are all local, as long as we can get it.
Right.
We're working with this farm called Talent Natural Farm, who we've worked with for 12 or 13 years, and they get these amazing pears every year, and especially their Bartlett pears. But this week I was just emailing with Maria, and she's got Black Mission figs and yellow Asian pears and all kinds of plums and
super.
Red and green table grapes and things like that. And she's an example of someone who's not at the farmer's market, and
right.
we're probably her only outlet.
So amazing.
It's things like that that you just, and they're phenomenal. They used to be certified organic and just retired, but they still have these wonderful trees.
There's something beautiful about how you linked the compost business and then met the farmers and then developed those relationships. And then you found this other way to actually complete the whole circle, which I think is very admirable.
They both support each other and
yeah.
they've both, you know, pulled in more income from time to time over the years. And so it's been a great support, but it really does tie it together in a really meaningful way.
Right. I love that. And then fans of this show, you know, these have all been past guests. Coquette, Rise Up, Organicos, Vita, Siskiyou Salmon, I've spoken to on the phone. Victory Garden has been a guest. Rogue Artisan Foods, one of my favorites. Those are all available on your site.
Yeah. And Jacob's another example. I mean, he's a local fisherman who goes off the coast, pulls in salmon. And
amazing.
I don't really know what other markets he sells in, but he's not at the farmer's market.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of stuff. You'd have to be going, running around all over town to get this stuff. So
right.
it's just all in one. one place.
So you can go on and not be a member and make an order?
You can go right on the site and order anytime you want. And we do a home delivery, and there is a $12 delivery fee if you're not a member. If you're a member, you pay $12 a month or $120 a year, and then that waives the delivery fee, so you can order as much as you want with no fee. And then we have sales. We put items on sale every week, so you get access to the sales as a member. And then the third option now that we've done for the last year are drop sites. Uh-huh. So we've got, I think, 8 or 10 drop sites now, and the latest one we opened in Grants Pass. And when you're a drop site member, it's a free membership, so you get the sales, and you don't pay a delivery fee. You just pick up at the drop site.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Figuring these things out.
And it's been so awesome for Grants Pass, because we tried two or three times before to do a direct delivery there. And that geography is so widespread and spread out that it didn't make sense. And we tried once and we tried twice.
Right.
But this time we got 20 or so people to buy in and commit to ordering each cycle. Right. And we just did our first Grants Pass delivery last week, and we're really hoping to keep that momentum going.
That's great. Just to remind everybody, you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. My guest is Adam Hulte of Rogue Produce. It's the Valley's only online farmer's market that also delivers right to your front door. Did you have a big pickup during COVID?
We did.
That's
we had a huge growth at that time.
Oh,
yeah,
I
was thinking of closing it all down because I had two vans break down. That we were at a Keen concert in Portland like on March 16th to celebrate my mom's 60th or 70th birthday.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. The years are blurred. I think it was his 70th birthday. Sorry, Mom, for mentioning your age. But we all drove back from that. My van broke down on the way down, and then my other van broke down, and I was like, forget this, because the numbers were low, and then COVID happened, and we were the only one really set up to do online ordering and online delivery or direct delivery. And so that gave us a really good footing again to take our time with things and tinker with everything and get it going. The part of the direct delivery that I like to end with the compost pickup is you're going by and you see everybody. You see all your customers.
Right.
Not every day that you pick up or drop off, but I mean, I've been picking up people's kitchen scraps now for 12 years.
So talk a little bit about how that works, the compost business, because I find it fascinating.
That has a few options too. So it started with just direct. Uh-huh. So once a week we come by your house.
These are individual families.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then we also do commercial. We pick up from some grocery markets, and we now have branched out to drop sites to lower the price for people because the direct pickup is a fairly steep utility price, if you want to consider it a utility price. The drop sites, there's one at the Ashland Growers Market that's sponsored by Ashland Climate Cooperative, and they're paying us to do the pickup, and we have 10 huge garbage cans there that we... service, and we bring them to a farm to compost with. And so that's one option. And then there are also a lot of just neighborhood drop sites. So one person talks with 10 or 12 of his neighbors and they join effort and they get one or two large bins and then the price goes way down for them. So that does take the effort of the individual though to rally the support.
But it's
happened. It's amazing. We have one drop site down in the Mill Pond area that's like 14 homes.
And that's organized
by the compost superhero, Johan.
So he's managing
that whole thing. And there's one over on High Street. There's one down on Laurel Street. And that's really the model we're trying to continue with is, you know, in an HOA or in an apartment complex is bring the rate down, just have one bin where everybody can drop it. And then it's a low price for everybody.
And easier for you, ultimately. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. I am fascinated by another one of your interests.
Okay.
and you're quite well versed in a certain practice.
Qigong. Yes. It's my favorite.
So talk to me a little bit about it.
Well, I started that when I was in college, or I dropped out of college because I had really terrible anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And I found this practice called Donhak. It's a Korean discipline.
Uh-huh.
And a woman was teaching it here 3 days a week. And she was gracious enough to let me train with her in the morning while she did her own training and then taught me how to teach. Uh-huh. And so I just got immersed in this training. And then
how many years now?
24, 25.
Daily?
I mean, it is a daily practice. It's not, it doesn't look so active all the time. A lot of it's mental, or I just do it while I'm falling asleep or when I'm waking up, or take a break here and do a little bit. But I definitely keep up the practice. And I think I might be teaching at a middle school here soon.
Oh, very cool. You're going to be teaching students.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, and that was wonderful. I was doing that right before COVID. I was teaching at Hoover Elementary in Medford and South Medford High School and McLaughlin Middle School. And that was so much fun.
Oh, I bet.
It was really well received by the students.
Bet. We've had the culinary director of Ashland High School on these kind of studies that aren't like traditional reading, writing, and arithmetic. She has this culinary program. There's 30 kids. There's 5 different kitchens. It's the number one elective at the school.
That's great.
And I have been a visitor, and these kids are just centered and calm and loving to learn how to cook.
That's fantastic. I would say right now my main Qigong practice is nutrition.
Oh, very good.
Because my wife is also a culinary expert and a nutritionist, and she has just shifted my diet just fresh and local. And I mean, it's everything I've been a part of, but I haven't necessarily put that piece into practice just always cooking local and fresh. And that's a huge component of it. I mean, the nutrition is immensely important.
You know, having lived in New York for so long, it was the one thing that really agitated me. I always loved cooking. I used to help my grandmother. And then I got to go to cooking school, and I absolutely adored every moment. I think it's the most ignored aspect of your life is that you need to learn how to cook.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. That is.
And then in turn, you know, be able to get the best ingredients that are hopefully within a few miles of your home. And, you know, people in New York spending so much on their gym membership and their shoes and all that stuff. I'm like, learn how to cook. Mm-hmm. I always try to help my friends to kind of expand their knowledge on preparation because it's not that hard.
No, it's not. And it's a learning curve.
Yes.
I mean, that's the big thing. It's just learning how to process everything.
And you're never done learning, which is the thing I love about it. Mm-hmm. So it's great. So what, any upcoming events that you're involved with here in town?
Well, what we'd like to do more of is potlucks.
That's good.
One of the first things we did was a dinner to raise funds for Rogue Valley Farm to School, or it might have been Rogue Valley Food Systems Network. And it was just great. I mean, the 85 or 90 people came, and we had a chef cook up some food with local grown ingredients. But we want to just make it less of an ordeal, less of a huge event, and just start doing potlucks with Rogue Produce customers.
Like a weekly thing.
Show up and bring the food you receive.
Oh, I love that.
And so that's something we'd like to do.
Very cool. How many customers do you have now?
You know, that is really hard to calculate because I was just going through people who hadn't ordered in 6 months.
Okay.
You know, I mean, some people order once every 3 months.
Okay.
And other people order every week. So I would say somewhere around 150 to 200, okay. I'd say, people that order. We are accepting new customers too.
Oh, that's good. I think the concept of potluck is excellent. And I think it's a great way to connect with people.
And another thing that we want to do is give people recipes and give people instructions on how to prepare food. We've grown tons of zucchini. My wife is a grower, so she's got this huge garden, tons of zucchini every day, like 10 zucchinis.
Right.
So we've been making this Indian recipe called Bangan Bharta with eggplant traditionally, but it's got the typical Indian spice blend in it. But we've been using zucchini in this thing, so we call it Zucchini Bharta.
That sounds good.
That's one of the things we're going to roll out is more of these recipes with things like that. But we want to provide that and make it easy for people to use this stuff.
I'm a huge fan of developing recipes. So
great.
So count me in.
All right.
Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Adam.
It's my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Adam Holte of Rogue Produce here in Ashland, and you've been listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith, and you can find us at jeffexchange.org on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Eat well, everybody.